We've tried to turn it off, and
It's just on.
I don't, there's
Well,
something.
let's treat this
I
as a
tried to
sauna.
say that this, I tried to say that this isn't working, and they're
Sorry,
trying to
breathing
say
in here
it's
on
the
Monday morning.
insulation, but if the heat is on right now when it's
It's
85
right.
degrees in here.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
It was freezing in here on
Are we,
Monday
have we
morning.
started the meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, nice.
Synnex is here.
Oh.
All right. Today's tonight.
7:19
All right. I'd like to call the Rafter J HOA meeting, Board of Directors meeting, to order on May 19th. I don't believe we have any homeowners' issues or concerns. I see no one here. Is there anyone online?
Yeah.
No one online. Item number three on the agenda is approval of the April 28th meeting minutes. And unfortunately, we can't do that because I wasn't here, so I would have to abstain, and we have two members present on it. So we will wait until the June meeting to approve the April meeting minutes, along with these this month as well. So the next item is the financial report. And Kathy, that has been passed over to you.
Okay. Well, our gross profit last month, because we're not getting much money in right now, was $257, although we have the interest in the account, which is around a little over $3,000. So our true gross profit would have been over $3,000 if you add it to that. Our expenses were, total expenses were $33,062.34. So our net income is minus $33,062.34. And I don't, there weren't any out of the ordinary charges for expenses for this month. There's some work on the truck, and you know that, which is what we expect. There's not much out of the ordinary. It's a pretty simple report this month.
Do I have a motion? Do you have anything else you want to add on that? The March 26th financials.
It's the April,
yeah.
Financials.
So if it's April financials, I'll change the agenda. Nothing else to add on the April financials?
Motion to approve the April financials.
I'll second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. No one opposed. All right, let's see if we have a couple other items. Kathy, do you want to talk about the reserve study?
Oh, the reserve study. We are hoping to get the final copy last week, hopefully any day now, because I have a budget meeting on Thursday, should any of you want to join for input. But it's in the home stretch. He must be busy doing something else because I expected it. But hopefully he knows that I have a budget meeting on Thursday. So I expect to have it. And then if I don't, I will have to use the preliminary reserve study, which will, it'll be okay. I think that'll be
fine. For the 27 financials, the budget?
Yes, it's for the July 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2027.
Okay.
So that's what's up with financials there.
And then you have a report out on the fiscal year 27 budget.
Yeah, we will have to get that approved, this done and approved this month, because it should be done by June 1st.
Okay.
So hopefully all will go well Thursday.
Okay, so you'll have that Thursday, and then we'll need to convene somehow before June 1st.
Exactly, so that we can approve it, and we can officially approve it in the June meeting just for the record, but we can at least get it finished
by
June 1st.
That's great. I didn't know we could do it. That's great.
Well, I don't know any other way because our meeting's so early this month.
Yeah. Okay. And I was wondering if we wanted to schedule another meeting, but it sounds like we can do that.
Yeah, I would like to skip, but I think after Thursday, I'll have more information about where we're at, and I hope we can schedule an executive session to discuss it.
That's great. I think the next item, unless you have anything else on budget.
No, that's all I've got for now. I mean, I will ask questions. I have questions for everybody, but they're just about the details of what we think we're going to what are our big projects for next, you know. Right, we're going to get the fence up there finished.
Mm-hmm.
The light is finished. You know, things like that. I just want to get everybody's input on that. I don't know if we have to do that right now in this meeting, but that's what I'm waiting for.
You're ready for some of those pieces. Mm-hmm. Some of the light. All right, well, then moving on to the maintenance report, Randy's not here, he's on vacation. So I'm just going to read off what was shared last month just to reiterate. I know that there's been, and Lisa, feel free to add anything that you know, the perimeter fencing and the cows getting out. I think some of that has been addressed. I've seen the Osprey signage that y'all put out, so thank you for that. We've addressed the common area access for construction and maintenance, the driving in it. I believe Randy's following up with a spectrum back on they're making sure that the spectrum buries their line that they currently have run over two trees. Looks like Randy was working on a mow map. We have some data on that from in Google Earth, so I can get that to you, Lisa. And then the dog bag station signage. I saw some signage out. I don't know if he's completely replaced it everywhere, the old signage with the new. And then he's out on vacation. So those are the items we have right now.
I have one question for the maintenance, and maybe Lisa knows the answer. Did Randy, before he left, get the garage maintenance shed painted and repaired?
No, not yet.
Okay. I just wanted to know. Okay. I know he's planning to do it before July.
So. Yeah. And then as far as like the dog stations, I've been going around and doing that.
So. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And the big truck.
This is going to be a really short meeting because ISD is also not here.
She was going to join online. Is she there? She's going to try. She's really busy today.
Okay.
Nope. No additions.
She's super busy.
I do know the executed quick claim bill of sale for the water infrastructure was related to South Park Service District. So the ISD had some assets that they wanted to transfer over to the from the HOA to the ISD. And it's how they operate with South Park Service District with the metering there and the work that happens there. So I know Tracy signed that over so that the assets themselves were transferred, but not property. So just a reference to the ISD. And the design committee report, I think we don't have the specific items that were approved and not approved. Normally we just do like a quick run through. I think you've notified everyone, haven't you, that it was approved and not approved.
Sure.
There was some, I know there was a deck that needed more information, maybe some a teepee, and then some colors were approved for various features in a driveway. So that was in the design review committee report.
The teepee was on the design committee? Is that what you said?
Yeah, there was a teepee on there.
Yeah,
they need more information. So, okay, kicking over to you, Lisa.
Oh, yeah, all is well here at the office. As far as I know.
Excuse me.
Maybe it's me. I think that,
are you coming in?
There's our eyes.
Yeah, sorry. We can go back. So if you want to go ahead, Lisa, and.
Yeah, you can sit here.
Talk about the board member election candidate statements.
Oh, just that I was notified that those are coming up July 1st.
Yes, we have two seats available.
So, yeah, just kind of an open notice.
Okay. And so that's a reminder to our membership, and maybe we should send that out, is that there's two seats mm-hmm. that are going to become available this next cycle, and we'd love participation in that. And then it looks like the annual meeting, you followed up with that?
Yes. The annual meeting, I've spoken with the church, and that will be on schedule, and they're happy to oblige with hosting.
Okay, that's fantastic, and we really appreciate that partnership with them and their willingness to provide us an opportunity to meet. So thank you for doing that. Anything else, office-wise?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we kick it back to you, Janice, if you're ready. I just covered the quick claim bill sale for the water assets.
Oh, perfect.
South Park Service District with the HOAs handing over to the ISD. So is there anything else ISD-wise?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I can just do a few little updates from our meeting. We had a board meeting last week and we did a final acceptance of the SCADA system that we installed for the water system and part of the sewer system. Final payment for that will occur on June 2nd. So that whole project will wrap up. And we had a tour 2 weeks ago, I believe, for anyone that was available from the HOA board and the ISD board. And our water operators gave us a tour and showed us the new system and how it works, and so that was great.
Very fun.
Yeah, and then we reviewed the recent boil order and emergency water leak fix that we did. Technically speaking, the technical response went very well, but our communication on that issue is still lacking, so we're working on improving communication to homeowners for that. And implementing some procedures and ideas that we'll try to hope improve communication in the future for situations where pressure loss and boil order occurs. So we've got eyes on that, and we're working on improving that situation. We're working on our budget for the fiscal year 26-27. And next meeting for the ISD is June 11th at 6 p.m. And that is our annual ISD meeting. And that's what I have from us.
Thank you. That was really helpful. And let us know if there's anything we can do on the HOA side for communications.
Great. Thank you.
So for old business, we have the proposed CCNR amendments, and I believe there's three sets of proposed amendments here in the office. Is that correct, Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah, so we have one on commercial use, one on trash compactors, and one on satellites that we're hoping to get 50 signatures and move along through the CCNR amendment process. So. The next item is the ditch mapping and maintenance plan. So we got the draft report back from Nelson a month or so ago, and we sent comments back on that. Janice, that might be something that you all are interested in looking at. Mm-hmm. I haven't sent that to you yet. I apologize. I will do that.
That'd be great.
Nelson did a great job kind of capturing historical ditch we'll call it water rights, identifying which ditches are which, and then coming up with a proposed maintenance plan. And we're getting comments about flooding on trails that we typically get, and also some of these ditches turn on. I believe the Adams ditch, which is kind of the westernmost end, is coming on tomorrow. So heads up for that. That conveys a lot of water through there. We're going to work with Randy on that, on some of the ponds, which is two reservoirs. And the past board member has some experience with the head gates there. So making sure that we can try and reduce the impacts that are caused by the ditches to some of the homeowners. And then one of the things at the very end of the report was talking about some ditch lining so that we can reduce water moving through the soils and unfortunately into crawl spaces. So I think this is just, these homes are very low, you know, a low area, sometimes, you know, not necessarily in the floodplain, but pretty darn near it. The hydrologist that did this report talked about how the water moves and conveys under the soil and oftentimes through people's crawl space. So hopefully we can get that, Kathy, into that reserve plan so we can start to address these ditches over time. For the most part, I don't want to speak to every ditch, but we have water rights in a majority of them for irrigation purposes here after Jay, which we may need in a dry season. And so we have a responsibility to maintain those ditches, but maintaining them, if they don't have the right slopes when they're outletting, then they can't convey the water the way that they need to. So for instance, we have one ditch that doesn't have any, it just essentially pools. It's too low for the outlet pipe. And so an outlet pipe is not on our property. It's south of our Rafter J property. So we've got some issues there we need to figure out, and perhaps partnering with adjacent property owners to get the slope where we need to get it so we can get proper drainage of these ditches and conveyance of that water. So it's been a great project, and I think some good outcomes to come, but years in the making as we start to address those. So the next project is the Adams Canyon Trail easement. And the way I understand this is that we're sending the trail easement paperwork to our legal for one last review. And the main intent behind that is that so that Rafter J residents can maintain access there if for some reason we don't own that property in the future, as well as reduce liabilities for the HOA itself by conveying that easement to Teton County to access those trail areas. We're working with the county, we're working with our lawyers to make sure that we kind of have the proper paperwork in line for that easement. I'm going to pause there in case there's something I missed or business-wise. No?
One thing I want to is get the I knew it's February minutes. We needed to add, or just make for the record, the email, the electronic mail for voting.
Oh, that wasn't included.
It wasn't included, so just to make sure that we have to re-vote on that.
I think we would amend the February meeting minutes and re-vote on it. We could just do that next month if that works, unless you want to do it now.
I don't have an exact rule.
Okay.
Fine, so let's do it next week.
Okay, let's Tracy, you can add, or Tracy. Lisa, if you can add that to the action item minutes.
Yes.
We'll amend the February meeting minutes.
I did get that email. I'm sorry we didn't.
No worries. Perfect. That's great input. Anything else old business-wise that we missed? New business. So the Wildlife Committee meeting, we don't have Aida here because I know that they met a few weeks ago. And then Tracy and I met with the Wyoming Game and Fish here last week and just had them out just to kind of talk about wildlife and Rafter J and their thoughts. And I can pull those main items up. So really Wyoming Game Fish doesn't say what we should do with our private property. That was very, very clear. But obviously we want to reduce wildlife and human interface to the degree that we can, especially when it's unsafe to either the wildlife or ourselves. Bears being a big one, and then moose being another big consideration. Just ways we can start to think about, you know, they did the trail plan a few years ago. Are there areas that we want to say are like more wildlife and wildlife emphasis area, and there's more of a, we'll call it a dog or pet friendly area in the winter months, right? When the wildlife is stressed. Those are things we could think about in the future. And I want to be clear that nothing here is what we're taking on at this time because we have so many other efforts that are prioritized, but this was just sort of conceptualizing what could be related to wildlife. The 75-acre lot of land up on the hillside here up behind the storage shed, there's been a desire from numerous boards to put that into some type of wildlife easement or conservation easement to preserve it, but there are three dwelling units on there. So just trying to figure that all out, navigate that, that's to come. But it is really important winter habitat for ungulates, specifically mule deer. So we learned about that. The discussion, we own some property right as you enter Rafter J, and talked about maybe removing some of that fencing there that used to be for horses. The horses were staged there for a little while at the vet office, but possibly taking that down. Any fencing that we can remove, the better for wildlife to move through. And one thing the Game and Fish talked about is they're not necessarily wanting to provide cookie, like habitat inside of our development area, maybe in the open space area, that's different, but not where homes are. There's not a desire to be kit. They just want wildlife to be able to move through this area. Another thing they mentioned was, we talked briefly about beavers, and this is something Lisa will want to keep in mind. We'll call the Wyoming Game and Fish first because they said they can often deal with them and relocate them. So that's kind of a nice piece. And then talked about the potential for areas that where we have larger tracts of land being pollinator habitat. It's essential to our communities. And the resiliency of plants. And so is there an area where we could kind of increase that pollinator habitat for wildlife as well? So lots of great things discussed, nothing concrete, but more to come on that. So any questions on that?
Increasing the pollinator habitat mean no mowing?
It would likely mean, yeah, because you would
choose a lot.
You would choose herbaceous plants. That's the broadleaf plants where that we oftentimes mow and aren't conducive to the big. That's not something that your hay, you want your hay. unless you like alfalfa. But yeah, that would be some of your broadleaf plants and probably some shrubs and things like that to help with the wildlife or pollinator habitat. So. Then the last item on the list, it looks like governance review, moving the fines policy into the rules. I don't know exactly. That's what I thought.
It's there.
Our fine policy was incorporated into the rules in this last update, which is online. Mm-hmm. For those that are watching this, check out the rule updates from May online. There's a lot of great work that went into kind of cleaning those up. So that's where we're at. I'm going to open up the action items from the calls, so we have those to go through. Does anyone have anything else that I missed? I don't know.
I was just going to say the whole culvert thing. We're going to, the reserve specialist said he wanted to move it out of reserves and into operating expenses.
The culverts that we operate, and do we have that mapped because you all have
some. Yeah, it's just the ones we operate.
Okay. I wonder if in addition to our, because we're starting to get everything on Google Earth, if we update the ISD assets versus the HOA assets.
I think we know that what do we have? I think we have using the irrigation clocks.
Yeah.
I do have a number for them, and they're basically what they are, the ones that don't run under roads. We're responsible.
Oh, trails.
Yeah, okay. But ISD is responsible for the ones that run under roads.
Okay.
I don't remember the number offhand.
Okay, there's quite a few.
So but I do have it.
Okay, culvert studies are always important. So, especially as we start to look at ditch lining.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find my.
I'm just going to. Silver Star, Tracy and I are meeting with Silver Star on the 26th of this month just to talk about it. Right now, if they don't have any, we'll call it mainline work, which is pulling more additional line. And I know the western half of the north, southwestern portion of Rafter J is without what we'll call mainline. So, but they are looking at the lateral lines, getting the fiber optic to individual homes. So we're going to talk to them about when they anticipate coming in and doing more of that mainline work or finishing that out for that area. Talk to a trail ownership or trail easement ownership. One of these we've done. The south entrance light, I saw that they have already dug up the repair. They haven't connected the light yet. Does anyone know?
I don't know. I think it was in the end game when Brandy left.
Okay.
So
that'll be like we should have a celebratory
switch.
Just took a ribbon cutting thing.
Yeah. We should definitely have a ribbon cutting thing.
It's taken 4 years to go light up.
a long time.
That will be very exciting for all of us to enter into that. The evening campfire intersection. Thank you to Randy for doing that. Algae in the ponds is another item that we're going to talk about, I think, coming up here. Sent Randy an email about it, and I think it can kind of go hand in hand with that reservoir headgate component that I mentioned earlier about ditches. So they can talk about just sort of managing the reservoir areas as well as just how they manage them with the outlets. Set gates and inlets. So that's another one on Randy's list. Looks like office has office manual and online bill pay interactions.
I mean, I think everybody would love that, but the discussion with the bank and fees associated with it has to be bigger.
It seems
a bigger discussion.
And it has been a discussion for years. I don't know why it's so difficult with our bank.
I don't really either, but yeah. My understanding is that it was going to raise fees.
It's really strange. I don't, you know, because I was involved with that in previous years, and I don't know why it's so complicated to get this worked out.
Yeah, so on the table.
Okay, on the table, so great. Looks like Randy's putting some pieces where he's kind of adding to the road shoulder. Let's see. That's one repair.
I think that's been done. Not quite yet. I think that's like just we need to talk with them further as well about what his thoughts were on that.
Okay.
But it's been a discussion on the ISD end too, just to understand what the concept was with it and to make sure that if it's something where we are just letting the HOA know when we're doing asphalt work and then everybody joins in at the same time to take advantage of the accessibility of it, then sure. Or if we need to fill in a few spots at the same time, I think Randy had just some thoughts on that. So check in with him. That's great. But he has been doing some of the just divot work and some fill, and then also I think he's using what the sanding from the roads, I think, to fill in some areas just to make use of that material.
That's great. Yeah, that's really useful. So,
yeah,
that's great. Well, does anyone have anything else that we missed? Anything to add? Or should we missed?
Did find my ditches thing.
Oh, okay.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm no expert at any of this. We have apparently water rights in 5 out of the 7 ditches that actually run through the subdivision. And Raptor J does accept some responsibility. I may have gotten this information from you down before.
Yep.
And I think sharing responsibilities, my understanding that we it's a win, it benefits us. So even if they don't they're not our ditches, I think we have to keep them up, right?
If we have water rights, we're required.
Yeah, and that's 5 out of 7, and I think I got that information from you, but don't quote me. I can't remember right now. Some of them were cleaned in 2022 and others in 2024, I think. And I don't have clear documentation, but in the previous reserve study, it looked like the total for the upkeep of those is $32,000 per component. And
or ditch,
yeah. And you know, I went off of that previous estimate. I think I went up a little bit, but I don't have the final reserve study, so I can't say for sure. But these are my notes of what I've done. So that's one of them, because you mentioned ditches. I found it.
No, that's great. That's fantastic. So we'll continue to work on that. I think the ditch lining is slightly more. That's it seems like on the capital budgets.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me, is there like a rotating schedule for that, or is that what you're working on?
Yeah.
Just to decide what to attack first?
Right now, I would just guess. I don't know. Kathy said that the ditches have been addressed multiple times in the last few years. The east side ditch up here has been addressed with that in the years to reduce the crawl space. So they've been touched, we'll say, on some sort of cycle, but I don't know that it's like identified that for 3 years we deal with this, you know, and that's about every 3 years in the east side ditch. And so likely other similar cycles where we're cleaning them out in a few years. And then if we put this sort of this concrete fabric in certain areas where we know we have a lot of crawl space for flooding. Well, that was something I was thinking, Lisa, let's send the survey out again as these ditches get turned on and throughout the summer so we can get updated data and really hit it hard, because it'd be nice to get data from nearly, you know, like a large portion of houses so we can start to see where we're seeing more leakage, because that could tell us where this concrete fabric could lay, because that would hopefully reduce flooding and the trigger, right? Like if you have flooding after the ditches are turned on, generally it doesn't always mean that it's related to the ditches, and just the conveyance of water under the ground. It can also just be that the water table raises in the spring. It's also a factor, and that these homes are very low. So, but yeah, that would be something, and that would be more of a capital project. Larger areas, and then the survey data, we can say, okay, we know in this area we should focus first because there's such a large swath of homes that are having issues.
On the previous reserve study, they gave the cleaning of the ditches a
five-year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know that
useful
life. That north ditch that runs east-west, but it's the north end.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of ours?
Yes. That's one of the HOAs. No, it's one of the HOAs.
Yeah.
I think.
One of the, yeah.
Well, I'm actually, now that I think further on it, I think that belongs to the ranch.
Which ditch? The northern.
The northern.
Up
yeah,
here.
That one.
That Adams ditch is ours.
And that's part of
that. Yes. Okay. And then it runs all the way down, all the way just basically south.
Okay.
Splits off at some point, and we convey water through the reservoir and then back down. There's a couple of little outlets here. So, yeah, there's several ditches that hold water.
Okay. So, that one doesn't, you're saying, is ours, the one that runs east west on the north boundary.
Mm-hmm. And the north boundary, and then there's another, that same ditch runs on the outside,
mm-hmm.
all the way on the western edge, and then runs east west again. Down there's one area that goes south for our ranches, and there's another area that goes to the ranch just south of us. So
I just know that north section is really overgrown with grasses and the water just doesn't move in the summertime at all.
And that ditch in particular, I asked for additional information in our from the study.
Okay.
I said, do we know what this ditch is and can we fill it in? We'll have to ask the state engineer's office. And when I spoke with the state engineer's office, they thought we might be able to need to. It's a just a remnant ditch that no longer has water rights and isn't used, then we might be able to fill it in and then we'll reduce mosquitoes, but we will probably lose some of the types of shrubs that are in there if there's no water sitting there.
Interesting.
Okay. But yeah, I think it would help with water. So. Anything else we want? Motion to adjourn. Adjourned. 4:37.
Wow, what a deal.
Yep. Thanks.
I mean, I feel like I have so much to do, but it's not the meetings.
Yeah.
What a project. And I do need everybody's input. just because there's so many things on the budget that need, you know, I don't know for sure. I'm trying to get Tracy to come to that meeting on Thursday.
Okay.
And
I think she's just getting back.
She'll be back there by Thursday. She or Wednesday night or something.
Yeah, so it's going to take her. I know I can't wait that
time. I just need more information, like for. I just need a list of what we need to get done. You know, for the next year.
I personally would like to set